Wright County supervisors have taken the first step toward a $240 million pork processing plant by rezoning land near Highway 17. Wright County is the second north-central Iowa county to consider this project. After approving an incentive package twice, Mason City Council members failed to approve it on the third and final vote. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank reports yesterday's vote in Wright County came after both discussion and protest.
Storm clouds loomed on the horizon as about 50 members of Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement gathered on the lawn of the courthouse prior to the vote. That unsettled mood prompted by the weather continued for some all morning. CCI member and county resident Kathy Schnell says she's bothered by the speed at which the plan by North Carolina-based Prestige Farms is moving.
Many of us feel like this is kind of being sprung on us, that decisions were made, minds are already made up, and that this is kind of just a formality.
Members of the group held signs and chanted, "Family farms, yes. Factory farms, no." And after nearly a half hour, everyone moved inside for the meeting. The crowded boardroom held both opponents and supporters. The agenda included 45 minutes for public comment. Tom Hoyt says he's opposed to large-scale livestock facilities. He lives near one of the county's chicken-growing barns, and as he began his comments, he pulled from a plastic bag two completely covered flypaper ribbons.
The flies, you go outside, they're all over you. You can't sit outside and enjoy that nice summertime. In the house, when you go to the pot in the bathroom, you got to have a fly swatter. When you sit in the kitchen to eat, you got to have a fly swatter. You watch television, you got to have a fly swatter. You got to have one every place in the house.
Hoyt believes the pork plant would add to the fly population and also contaminate the groundwater. Not everyone at the meeting is opposed to the plan, however. In fact, several speakers welcome the chance to bring more jobs to the area. Farmer Gary Woodley's children have moved back home.
My son and one of my daughters has come back to help farm. My son is in the process of putting up two hog buildings, so he's going to be a pork producer. My son is also a pastor, but he wanted to raise pigs besides.
County Economic Development Director Bryce Davis says four sites were considered for the proposal and included lengthy discussions about the environment, population, and traffic.
Our goal was not to overwhelm any one community in Wright County. Our goal was to have a natural dispersion of the population because a lot of individuals will live in Fort Dodge, Webster City, Clarion, Humboldt, Eagle Grove, and all the other towns surrounding it. According to our labor shed, each individual is willing to drive up to 22 miles one way for a better job opportunity.
The county also asked surrounding school districts about a plan to handle increased enrollment. Jess Tolliver is superintendent of the Eagle Grove schools.
We have dealt with declining enrollment for years. We will also deal with increasing enrollment. There's challenges with both, but we have no say in any business development. If you have a company lay off jobs, we react. If we have a company that expands, same thing with this. If it comes, will there be changes and challenges? Absolutely. Can we handle it? Absolutely.
After 45 minutes of discussion, it was time for a vote. Supervisors Chair Stan Watney called the roll.
Mr. Heckerbold, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Rasmussen, how do you vote?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Ordinance number 151 is agreed to. We'll have the next hearing on that in 1 week.
There were no Prestige Farms representatives at Monday's meeting. They're expected to attend next week when the first vote on whether to approve the entire project will be taken. At the Wright County Courthouse in Clarion, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.